بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة مما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us the most comprehensive, a complete, a beautiful deen. The deen of Allah تبارك وتعالى is أجمل, is most beautiful, أسهل, the easiest, akmal, and most perfect. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with a complete way of life. From before a person comes into this world, the birth of a child in this world, the growing up, the upbringing, nurturing, adulthood, illness, sickness, good health, poverty, affluence, all his conditions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a complete syllabus as a role model for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us about what the worldly life is about and how a person should prepare for his final meeting with his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how a person should prepare for his akhirah till the day of Qiyamah. The reality is we all are musafir in this world. One day in the home, somebody has to leave. There will be an empty space. It must happen. This is a decision of Allah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala created insan, and he put within insan emotions, feelings, gham, khushi, happiness, sadness, depression, all the different emotions and feelings. And Allah ta'ala is the sole creator, architecture. Allah ta'ala has made all these different feelings within a person's heart, but within his body, but the heart is to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart Allah Ta'ala has given insan, for us just to understand, when it comes to our existence right now in this world, my existence, for me to come into this world, is dependent upon the command of Allah. Nobody came on their own. It was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to come into this world. Nobody came on their own accord. Nobody came with planning. Nobody will go with planning. It's all the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing Allah Ta'ala gave us as human beings, we are very weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا ضَعِيفًا. Allah Ta'ala said, insan, you are very weak. The only time you will become strong is in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللَّهُمَّ قَوِّنِي فِي رِضَاكَ. Allah Ta'ala, make me strong in those amal that will please you. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan in the womb of the mother, it was only and only Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, his qudrat, his power of creation, how Allah Ta'ala made insan, how Allah Ta'ala designed him. That is why we always say Allah is the sole architect, engineer, electrical. Allah Ta'ala did everything with complete love for this insan. I'm giving you your existence, so you go into this world, so you live for me, you breathe for me, you walk for me, you think for me, you prepare to meet me. The entire existence is only for Allah. Everything else is by the way. Understand, today, ask a mother also, ask a father. And when the child doesn't listen, or the child heard, sami'na, I heard, but I don't obey. Father will say, you heard it, what I told you. Mother will say, did you hear me? You're not listening right now. Allah is saying this, Umay Banda, I made you. I gave you everything. You're not listening. You have to come back to me, and I'm waiting for you. Five times a day when the Muslim calls, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. How beautifully ulama explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come down to every insan and tell him, come to the masjid, perform your salah at home, or masturat. Allah has a system that, oh my banda, I am calling you, whereas we should be having shauk and desire to put our head down to my Allah, out of love for Allah. But Allah ta'ala has more love than we love him. Allah said, I want to see you. When you coming to visit me, 5 times a day, put your head down for me, because I've got so much to give you. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has in his khazana, in his treasury, Allah has no need for those things. It's only for you. I want to give you that afiyat, sihat, salam, and sukoon, so that you may prepare your worldly life for akhirat. Not to prepare your dunya for dunya, to make dunya to make more dunya. is to the final meeting with me, Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he gave his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu salam made dua, oh Allah, let it be such a meeting with Abu Talha that he's smiling at you and you're smiling at him. Allah ta'ala give us more like that, and the marhumah also. Allah fulli qabarun nur. So when Allah ta'ala created us in the womb of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the architecture. Allah ta'ala did the engineering, the designing. What a designer Allah. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. Allah praises himself. That Allah, that Zat, that being, this barakat Zat here, full of barakat and blessings, emanates from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ahsanul khaliqeen. The most beautiful of creators, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he designed this insan. How complex, how delicate, how sensitive. Allah Ta'ala designed him, architectured him. The angle of the eyes, the angle of the mouth, the angle of the ears, and how he will look, the complexion, the texture, only from Allah. Allah gave everything. Why, Banda, you go in this world and don't forget me. When you look at the mirror, also, Ya Allah, how you created me, how you made me. How beautifully our Honorable Ustaz, Muhammad Hamid Sahib, says, when we have little children, 2 years old, 3 years old, grandchildren, say, how Allah Ta'ala created that little child. How Allah Ta'ala created the soft lips and the rosy cheeks. Sometimes you eat up the child also. Ya Allah, so beautiful this child is. Imagine Allah's beauty, subhanallah. The child is so beloved. The way you know, hug the child and hold the child. How Allah Ta'ala means, and so cute. Imagine the creator, Jalla Jalalu. Allah Ta'ala says, all this that I have given you in this worldly life is only and only window shopping for Jannat. This only window shopping for Jannat. The reality is Jannat. If this is so beautiful, so enjoyable, family life, having meals together, supper together, the mother will tell father, come home quickly, today is Gash day, come after Isha, we'll eat together. And how we enjoy the moments, have tea and some biscuits, and I need some baking for you. Beautiful moments we have together. Allah Ta'ala is giving us a taster, just an appetizer, just to whet our appetite, that oh my banda, oh my bandi, oh, the children of the Ummah, so much enjoyment at the homes they have given you. Imagine Darul Akhirah. Imagine Jannat, what enjoyment you will have there. Where there is no fear, no stress, no pressure, no sickness. There is no disaster, no problems, no care. Enjoy yourself. This little worldly life, sabar kar. Sabar kar. As Moana says, that when you are tempted to do something wrong, then say to yourself that, oh Yusuf, oh Fatima, oh Aisha, Jannat is 2.5 minutes away. Dara sabar kar. Little bit sabar, just now you'll be there. Just now you'll be there. It's just a short journey of life. It just happens so quickly. One day that one side of the bed will be empty. One day on the dasturkhan, that certain space will be empty. It's a reality. And as the Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayh. And sometimes you may go, you see, Allah, if only they were here, if only they were here. We understand right now, we want them to be in our company, right now they're in the company of the Malaika. Which is better? I wish the best for my mother, the best for my father, the best for my children, the best is to be by Allah. Safety completely, no pain, no sabr, no crying, no stress, no distress, nothing, absolutely sukoon. Person left with iman, made the effort of iman, made qurbani for deen. What ikram Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that marhum marhuma with. We are here to prepare for akhirat, which is a reality. That is a place to enjoy. All of this is window shopping for Jannat. We're just passing our life here to get our final destination. We're not here permanently, that we're going to set up and we're going to be here for life. We have to leave this world, we have to reach our Creator, and that should be a reality. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif that those that have irada, intention for harth al-akhirah, for the cultivation, for the kirti, for the crops and farm of akhirat, this is a desire. We want to reach akhirat. Nazid lahu fi harthi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we increase them in their harvest. Subhanallah. Mufassireen say that the person who has irada, intention for akhirat, what does it mean? They say, unke orna aur bichwana deen hi hai. Their covering and their bedding is deen. At home in this khan, we're talking deen. In the car, we are talking deen. We're talking with friends deen. They want akhirat. They're discussing akhirat. Is that discussing some things of dunya? It's by the way. They say for a mu'min in reality, No matter how busy they may be in the kitchen or in the business, ya Allah, we're doing this because we just have to be here. The real enjoyment is in the masjid. The real enjoyment is in Quran tilawat. The real enjoyment is in dhikrullah. The real enjoyment is talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made the tongue primarily for that. Allah ta'ala made the hands and the body, the design of the body primarily for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautifully Hakim Akhtar Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, when Allah ta'ala made the insan in alamul arwah, in the realm of the souls, it had no body attached to it, it was only the ruh, the soul. But Allah had a syllabus for insan to become a jannati, that you have to qualify for it. So Allah ta'ala sent insan into this world. He sent him into this world, attached his limbs. And he attached the limbs, and the limbs were designed for salah. The limbs are designed to go into ruku, into sujood, for qiyam, for qawma. The neck, Allah ta'ala put it there to make salam for namaz, primarily only for liya'budun, for ibadah. Everything is secondary. Insan forgot the lesson of muhabbat and love for Allah. He's using the limbs, the aqal, and everything else, everything besides Allah. They say that the hands are busy in dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. The heart is busy with Allah. For a man whose heart is attached to the masjid, he's taking the time all the time. This now Zuhur, this now Ishraq, this now Salatul Duha, this now will be Asr. Heart is attached. Today is Gush day. Today I have to go out in the path of Allah. They say that for that person, he's not in his business. He's actually in the masjid. His heart wants to be there. I have to just earn a livelihood. That whether it's a gold bar or a piece of stone, zona barabar, both are equal to me. So the little worldly life we have is just window shopping for Jannat. That is a reality. That we're just preparing our akhirat all the time. That we are going to get there one day. In such a condition, Allah is happy with us. Just for us to understand, usually we find that a person has some jinnat problem, some jadu problem. They go to the amil, they whisper a few wazifas, then we feel very afraid. Because we don't know what's happening. We just hear some wazifas and reading taking place, and we really don't know. So it's like a mystery. Maut is not a mystery. It's a reality. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah beautifully writes in his kitab, Maut ki yaad, remembrance of death, which every one of us should read as talim at home also. So the reality of akhirat comes upon the heart. What akhirat is about. And how beautifully he puts it there in his kitab, what maut is about. Usually nowadays within the homes, you don't speak about maut, don't talk about death. But death is a jisrun, it's a bridge that allows the beloved or the lover to reach the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a bridge. So he says a person, when he goes into sakarat, when a person goes into sakarat, then the eyeballs turn over, and Allah ta'ala reveals the realm of the akhirat and hereafter to the person. At that moment, Malakul Maut appears. And is mentioned in different narrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Malakul Maut, that take it easy, O my bandi, my banda, my servant. They were good to me, you be good to them also. Then they say that the malaika smell the head of that person. And they say, Allah, you find the fragrance of... We find the fragrance of Quran tilawat. Then they smell the mouth of the person. Ya Allah, we smell the fragrance of a rosa. Ya, they smell the feet of the person. Ya Allah, we smell the fragrance of qiyam ulayl and tahajjud and salah. Allah said, take it easy with him. Take it easy with her. That she was good to me. She was good to me. And then at that time, it's mentioned in the riwayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down as a reception. In this way, nobody knew the person. By Allah, she was VIP, VVIP, very, very important person. Why? Because of the sabr and the patience. Sabr and patience, what heights it will take you, ibadat can't take you. Ibadat is sweet, we enjoy umrah, hajj, sometimes khuruj fi sabirillah, zikrullah, Quran tilawat. Sabr, nobody enjoys sabr. Allah ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Those that make sabr, I am with them. Inna ma yufa sabiruna ajrahum li ghayri hisab. Allah says, those that practice patience, they will be rewarded بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ. Allah says, I can't tell you how much they will get. Without hisab, Allah will give them. So at that moment, Allah Ta'ala dispatches 500 malaika as a reception for the person in sakarat right now. And they make two rows. They make two rows with bouquets of roses and flowers فَرُوحُ وَرِيحَانُ. Beautiful basil and different variety of roses. One is, we have just a vase in the house. Somebody, such a pretty vase of roses and flowers. Here is 500. Where you will find even a foreign dignity goes to a country. They'll put the red carpet out for that person. And they have a parade for him. Not 500 people. This is 500 malaika. And when the person looks up, and he sees 500 calling out the name, Marhaba, Ahlan Musa, Marhaba, Marhaba, welcome, welcome, welcome. Imagine you landing at the airport, 500 people are calling your name. What a celebrity you'll feel like, subhanAllah. You're a celebrity by Allah. The sabr and the patience you had, that the sabr, the fragrance of your sabr goes up to the skies. And they call the person's name. There's a doctor from Karachi wrote a kitab, an old Jamaat Sati. And he says, I witnessed more than 100 people leaving this world and their conditions. He gave one of the incidents on Kar Guzari. He was an old Jamaat worker, gave his life in the path of Allah, more in the sleeping bag than the bed at home. Finally, he was old and he was very sickly. Couldn't move in the path of Allah anymore. Couldn't move in the path of Allah anymore. And so it was early part of the morning. It was early part of the morning, and the doctor gets a call from the wife of this old worker. He's feeling unwell right now. Please attend to him. He rushes to the bedside of this old Jamaat Sati. Whole life in the path of Allah. Mala Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahimullah would say, there's a person whose life, he starts his morning with the fikr of deen, then gush for the day, the shab guzari, the 3 days, in gush, out gush, ishtimaz. His entire life, he said to people, say la ilaha illallah, say la ilaha illallah. He said, by the qasam of Allah, when he will be leaving this world, there will be no need to tell him, say la ilaha illallah. He'll tell the people around him, your say la ilaha illallah. My life came out in giving da'wat. So he went to attend to this old Jamaat worker. So he put him up. He propped him up against the pillow. And he begins to talk to him, check his pulse, etc. In that interim, he tells the doctor, he says, call my wife quickly. So they call the wife in the room. And he begins to look up. And a big smile comes on his face. And he taps his wife's leg. He says, dekhti ho, dekhti ho. Are you seeing? Are you seeing? She says, what are you seeing? She says, Malaika are calling me. I'm going now. I'm going now. With a big smile and kalima on his lips, he left this world. His life came out in obedience. His life came out in sabr and patience in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah made his ikram. The Shaykh mentions in the kitab that 500 malaika come to make two rows. With roses and flowers in their hands. And then Malakul Maut comes with a silken piece of cloth, which has been fragrance in Jannat. Not with U'ud. The U'ud of Waya also, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala takes us over and over again to Haramain Sharifain. But as you enter the hotel, the Haram, they smell the U'ud. They say, subhanAllah, Ya Allah, you brought me. I'm back here again. Allah Ta'ala brought me. I can smell the U'ud and the different fragrances. This is now the fragrance of Jannat. The silken sheet is put under the chin of this person about to pass away. When the person inhales it, it becomes like anesthetic. Person can't feel anything. Like how we take the child to the dentist and the doctor. The doctor will give the child a lollipop. The child is distracted and he gives the injection. In the same way for the marhum that's about to leave this world, he's distracted. He smells the fragrance of Jannat. And now he goes into a trance. What beautiful fragrance this is. In the meantime, Malakul Maut is removing the ruh. And he comes out so easily, like how they say, a piece of a strand of hair that you take out from dough. That easy is taken out. And then he's wrapped up and is given to the malaika. Now take it to Illiyin. Illiyin is towards the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the ruh ascends the different heavens, the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, the malaika say, has somebody passed away? Yes, so and so. We know the fragrance and the scent and the smell and the khushbu of that ruh. That was a beautiful person. That the amal are beautiful. We recognize him. May Allah have mercy upon him. May Allah have mercy upon her. The second, third, right till the seventh heaven, Illiyin. And here in this dunya, then the ghusl has been taken care of. Then as the Shaykh mentions, the different riwayat, we take the body to the ghusl khana. This is all happening to the reality. We believe in it. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ سَيْدَةُ الْغُسَلْ خَانَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because my slave, my servant, my bandi was pious, malaika quickly go and give the ghusl before insan gives the ghusl. Malaika come to give the ghusl quickly. Then we give the ghusl. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down even the kafan. They go and wrap her up. They wrap the pious woman up. And they say that a very beautiful person jumps to the kafan also and ducks away there. All comes in the riwayat. And then the kafan is closed up, brought to the house, the reading takes place. And when the person is being carried to the qabristan, all besides the insan and animals hear the call of that person. As if the person sits up in that bier, in the janazah, and says, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي. Take me quickly, I've already seen my jannat is waiting for me. Like how a person is traveling, coming back home, and has catched a flight, quickly I want to get back home now. Home is where I'm comfortable. Allah Ta'ala shows the abode of Jannah. Then the person is buried, and the last handful of sand is thrown over the body, and then everybody leaves. Once the last person leaves the Qabristan, now the reality, which is a reality, they say that Munkar and Nakir will come. Munkar and Nakir come breaking through the earth in a fiery manner. They want the person to forget the answers. They break through the earth, fire from their mouth, long hair, clubs in their hands. They come breaking through. Yujli sanihi. They make the marhum sit up. The kafan opens up. The kafan opens up and a pious person. A pious person, Allah Ta'ala make us all amongst them, inshallah, all the marhumin. Then they say to one side the salah will come. To other side the Quran Sharif tilawat will come. Then the sadqa zakat will come. All the good a'mal will surround the person. And the Munkar Nakir will interrogate. Comes on the right hand side, Amala there, Salah is there. That if you want to speak to her, speak to me first. She protected her Salah. Go to the feet side, Soam, spending the path of Allah. All the Amala surrounding, speak to me first. Other side, how we say to someone, we give the case over to a certain lawyer, speak to my lawyer. In the same way, in the worldly life, we appoint all these people around us, all these a'mal. And they try from different sides to interrogate the person. Person is at peace completely. Alhamdulillah, in my worldly life, my night surahs and my du'as, my dhikrullah, my time in the path of Allah, alhamdulillah, all these a'mal surround the person now. All the mujahada, qurbani, and all the sacrifices, alhamdulillah, now all the a'mal will come, these are realities. It's happening in the qabr right now. Munkar and Nakir want to question, all the a'mal say, speak to us. Finally, they give up. In the corner of the qabr, that handsome young person is standing there. That was in the kafan of the marhum. Person passed, then Allah Ta'ala sends down the silken bedding of Jannat. Let her relax now. Let her relax, there is no more gham, no stress, no fear, no sickness, no illness, no pain whatsoever. Then all these a'mal turn to the person in the corner. Who are you? What are you doing here? So the person smiles and says that I am the sabr that this person made in the worldly life. If any one of you had failed to protect, I would have jumped in and saved her. But the sabr is there, reward be waiting. Then Allah Ta'ala opens the windows of Jannah. To understand the windows of Jannah, the person can see the entire Jannat now through that window. Ya Allah, what is happening in Jannat? Like how in a book or holiday, we see on the internet, this resort, that resort, is sometimes more enjoyable to see on the internet. When you go there, it's just so fun, the dhoka and deception. It was more reality seeing on the internet. But when you're sitting there, then you don't feel like that, because dhoka. Jannat is real. Now the real show starts. Ya Allah, look at Jannat, my own private beach, private yacht, and all the entertainment, all the fun for my family, my children, my grandchildren, no fear, everything I will have there in Jannat, alhamdulillah. And as the person is viewing the Jannat, before they know it, already Qiyamah Day will take place. Allah, the show is over. Now the Jannat is waiting for you. Your jet, your A380 is waiting, you made your miles. Now board and take your entire family with you also. Go enjoy yourself. It's only enjoyment upon enjoyment. That is the reality of our life. We're here to prepare for the akhirat. Therefore, that person who made the sabr, left the surah of the iman, made the qurbani, made the sacrifice, and this beautiful wazifa Allah Pak has given us, which is very powerful. Every time we feel down, Say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And continue the ayat. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah, wa ulaika humul muhtadun. This wazifa is such a powerful wazifa, Labak, especially reserved for this ummah only. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So whenever a person reads this, sometimes we must have lost a family member 20 years ago. And we read it now. When we think of the person, then read this wazifa again, we get the same reward as we read it the first time. And the rewards will be, Ulaika alayhim, Allah Pak says, those that read this wazifa in any calamity, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim. Allah says, upon those people are salawat from Allah, salawat, salutations from Allah, greetings to you from your Rabb. Wa rahmah, my special mercy upon you right now. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun, and these are the rightly guided people. Three benefits besides the others. This wazifa, Allah Ta'ala solely and wholly reserved for this ummah. Not even for Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he lost Yusuf. He didn't know this wazifa. He said, for sabrun jameel. Musa alayhi salam, what calamities he went through, with Fir'aun, etc. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, losing family, losing his wife, or whatever it was, all these different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this wazifa wasn't given to them. It was reserved only for this ummah. That's how we get solace. Inna lillah, verily we belong to Allah. We don't belong to dunya. We don't belong to family. This one very, very important point. One very important point. When it comes to our hearts, as you mentioned, Allah Ta'ala designed the heart. In the womb of the mother, Allah designed the heart. And this heart, Allah designed it for His muhabbat only and nothing else. Only for His love and nothing else. This will be able to clear from our hearts. So the question is, Allah Ta'ala designed the heart for His muhabbat. What about my parents, my mother, my father, my siblings, my children? Ya ulama say, when it comes to human and makhluk, we give time, respect and compassion. Time, respect, compassion. We don't allow makhluk to crawl into the heart. The heart is only for Allah. Why? The heart is a place of iman, the place of sukoon, the place of peace of mind, place of contentment. Allah Ta'ala made the heart for this. For happiness comes from the heart. No makhluk and creation is weak. No creation has the human capacity, capability to keep another human being happy 24/7. Impossible. But how much we in love also? Impossible. Whether parents keeping children happy all the time? Not possible. Children keeping parents happy all the time? Not possible. Husband and wife? Not possible. Insan is defective. He has faults in him. He's naqis. He has deficiencies in him. He cannot keep anybody happy all the time. The only one that can keep insan happy is the creator of the heart. Our Khaliq. Only Allah knows what your heart needs to remain happy. Allah Ta'ala made the heart for His muhabbat. We give the heart only to Allah. Give the heart to Allah, Allah will never break your heart. Insan will break your heart. It must happen. Because he or she has to leave. Kuffar, they give their hearts to the family, children, job. And you find when they lose a family member, if a mother loses her child, she'll lock the room up. Don't go in the room, just leave it as is. Now and then, life is in depression, antidepressants. Now and then she'll go into the bedroom, smell the sheets and the pillow, open the wardrobe, the clothing is there, portraits are there, life is over. There's no life left. Our life is for Allah. Our living for Allah, our dying for Allah, qurbani for Allah, everything for Allah. Ya Allah, you made the heart. The heart only belongs to you. It's a very, very fine line. When we don't allow even the children, the grandchildren, all on its place. All have to leave one day. A wali of Allah entered a perfume shop, Ittar Farosh, and he sees so many bottles there lined up. So he nods his head. So the perfume seller asks him, what's the problem? He said, I'm just thinking right now. Malakul Maut has to remove your ruh, how painful it will be for you. He says, why? He said, because your heart is attached to every one of these bottles here, the prophet in there. You'll have to pull out your ruh from every one of these bottles. Whatever business it is. So that person got upset. He said, what about you? I have no attachment to dunya. I'm a wayfarer, traveler. He had one shawl, he put it on the ground, he lay it down, he read his kalima, lifted his finger and his ruh came out. No attachment. So this whole world, we just surf on it, we're surfing only. Everything is there, we don't let it come in the heart. We don't let it come in the heart, we believe in Akhirat, in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Umar made the sabr, may Allah elevate her. May Allah make her so beautiful and happy once again. Completely. What she'll be enjoying right now. And just to conclude, alhamdulillah, those mothers of the Ummah, intelligent mothers of the Ummah, the most intelligent women of the Ummah are those that invested deen in their children. They are the intelligent ones. Ulul Albab. Like how we just returned from Afghanistan now. And they were telling us, when, subhanAllah, it's a long car guzari, in 11 days, how Allah Ta'ala gave them the country. So I asked Sheikh Shihabuddin Dilawari, who signed the agreement in Qatar with the Western powers. So I asked him how it happened. He said a few things. Allah ki qudrat huwi, Allah's qudrat. I said, then what happened thereafter? He says, our mastorat in the refugee camps kept roza for 1 week. And our mothers and wives polished our boots. Say, beta jao, dua hai tumhara saath. He said, we took, pick up our arms and we moved on the duas of the mastorat. Allah gave us fatah and victory. 11 days, we took the whole country Allah gave us. The duas of the fasting mastorat and our mothers and wives polished our boots. Man jahada ghazin fahuwa fi sabilillah. The person who prepares a mujahid to go in the path of Allah, that person is also in the path of Allah. So they were with us. And this we moved. He said, our mastorat in our country know only what they're supposed to know, how to produce workers of deen. And that's what Allah Ta'ala gave us. These are the most intelligent women in the Ummah. There's a beautiful incident the Sheikh has mentioned about a woman that had passed away. She left behind one son. She made him Hafiz al-Quran. He would read for his mother every day. And every Jumu'ah he would go to the Qabristan to read by his mother's side. And as the Shaykh has mentioned, when a person says Isale Sawab to the Marhumin, and here also Hazrat explains that our parents in their worldly life, to a certain extent, they were muhtaj upon us. They needed us. But when they're in the Qabr now, they're totally muhtaj on us. We can't do anything right now. And together with that, twice a week, our amal of the children are presented to parents in the Qabr also. And you see the amal, it makes them happy or makes them sad, and they make dua also. The Mahmusa Rahim has mentioned, they make dua for their children, the duas are accepted from the Qabr also. So we do good amal. This mother left behind a pious son, who was a Hafiz al-Quran, he would read for his mother. And when his read is mentioned, that Isale Sawab Amal is wrapped in a silken cloth of Jannah and is presented to the marhum in the Qabr on a plateau of Noor from so and so to so and so. From your son, from your daughters, to Ma, to Ummi, to Ammi. And when they receive it, how we get a package, how happy we are. Somebody sent hadiah to us, they're waiting. And the people of the Qabristan said, you are so lucky. We're getting all the time coming to you. Three quls. Your family is sending for you. They say, wo rashk karte hai. They envy the person. This half of the Quran was sent for his mother all the time. Yom al-Jum'ah, he will go to the Qabristan to see his mother. So that Thursday night, his mother comes in his dream. And she says, better tomorrow you go to the Qabristan. So every week when you come walking to the Qabristan, then you come in walking reading Quran Sharif. And there's so much nur on your face, I can't see your face. And all my friends in the Qabristan, they're so envious of me, they want to see who my beta, who my son is. So tomorrow when you come, you're entering, and you come to my Qabr, just stop your Quran tilawat a little while, so your face becomes clear, I want to show all my friends, yeh mere beta hai. This is the investment I left behind. This is what I left behind, that he's sending to me, pious children, I'm like a queen sitting in my Qabr right now. Allah opened it so big for me. I'm seeing my Jannah also and I'm waiting for you all to meet. The person may sabr, the level they will reach. Abdullah bin Abbas anhumas, revised, he says, Jannah, you go to Jannah. And sometimes it will be that because of their high rank, their family didn't make the grade. So sometimes the mother, sometimes the father, as they enter, they will ask, Aina Zawji, O Zawjati, Aina Auladi, oh my Allah, where's my family? Where's my children? Where's my husband? Where's my wife? Allah said, they didn't make the grade. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings. He said, because of the pious parent that reached a high stage, Allah will raise the entire family together and go join them in Jannah. Go and join them in Jannah. So for those that have left this world, they left this dunya, this temporary world, what they enjoy in the qabr, inshallah, we hope we will read for them and send for them how they will enjoy the sabr they made. We take solace in that, that we believe in akhirat, everything is happening there, everything is better there. For us now to prepare for our akhirat, to continue reading for them, to invest for them, and for us to prepare ourselves also to meet them. May Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, may Allah Ta'ala give the sabr, and to clear our hearts and keep our hearts only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it easy, Allah Ta'ala give us the reality and yaqeen of akhirat. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحيته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وسكنها في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبرها روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم حاسبها حسابا يسيرا ورحيم كريم. الله forgive us for all our sins, all the marhumin. Ya Allah, the mother of the house, Ya Allah, raise her, forgive her, give her the full reward of all her amal, overlook her shortcomings, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give her a blissful and a jannati life in the qabr, and all the marhumin from Ummati Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant sabr and jameel to the family, O May Allah. Let our hearts be connected to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us your dard al-deel and the pain of the heart and the fikr of deen. Let our living be for you, O May Allah. Our dying being for you, Allah. Breathing and our walking being for you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are slaves, O May Allah. We love to be your slaves, O May Allah. Keep us in your slavery, in your servitude, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for the ni'mat of Iman and Islam, O May Allah. Keep us with Iman and take us with Iman. Raise us with Iman on the day of Qiyamah. Ida kabbani wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.